No, it can't find where to record. In the meantime, you record. You're on the air. It's just on my. Discuss Barabbas Chayes on Malko. We just finished the sugya of Memelech. Salt water, holding up with the sugya of Malicha, of salting Kiran Shabbos. The Gemara on Kuf Ches and Beis has four lines, Shulchan Aruch has four sifim, and to the surprise of a lot of people, it's usher. So to go through it, in the salting on Shabbos, the Gemara says, brings down a brayso, in Malkum Tznayin, Beitz B'Shabbos, cannot salt a Tznayin, the radish of beets, and a Beitz and Egg on Shabbos. Now, Beitz Gemara goes on saying, it's Machlaikis, and call Allah that we pass in that a Beitz is Mutter. You have to know what you say the Machlaikis is. First, why is it also the salt Tznayin on Shabbos? So, Kamal Rashi, the Pashas of Rashi says, Mitzad Ma'abed, could change the texture, makes it harder. That's what they say the Ma'abed is, a process to the art, to the skin. Therefore, since over here doing a process to the food, therefore, even though the Gemara Daf Ayin Hamer Bey says, Ein Ibud Ba'ichlin, for a Taisus, if so, why is it also? Is that Taisus true, is not Isser Deraiso? However, it's an Isser Drabonim. So we have Rashi and Numus Rishonim, Roy Rishonim, as the Bach points out, Roy Rishonim hold, the Rambam was at Asiyotis, the loss of salted food, the Isser Mitzah Ma'abed. That's how the Sheni, the second sheet of the Rambam sheet, says, the Isser is Nira, the Kovish Kavashim, the Gzera Otter Kvisha, and Kvisha is an Isser of Kovish Kavashim. If, for example, the Isser in itself, understand it, the Isser of salting is Otter Kvisha. Pickling and marinating, these things are also. Therefore, the Mishavuos has an example. Everyone agrees to take pickles or cucumbers and put them inside sour juice and to make sour pickles on Shabbos. You're even Isser. You call even Isser. Therefore, to pickle or marinate anything, you're even Isser. Came on the Rambam made a gzeira otu kvisho. Therefore, Pashas, you want to make cucumber salad on Shabbos, you're even Isser. Lechura, if you're coming to marinate also coleslaw on Shabbos, you're going to be even Isser. Bean salad, they're all nichel in no kvisha. Therefore, anything that looks like kvisha says Rambam be over nisser. Now, just understand that this kvisha on Shabbos, like over nisser, the shell is a dinder abonon or is a dinder aiso. Some kvisha. Viradover, in your day in Sim Kofay, there are four ways to transfer isser heter. There's the inner of vishal, there's the inner of tli, the inner of maliach, and the inner of kavosh. Lashon one, kulin is kavosh kmavoshal, mlicha kirasayach. So, by Bishul and Shabbos, you're even Isser Deraiso. Tzli and Shabbos, Pashtus, you also even Isser Deraiso. What about by you do a Kvisha and Shabbos? Kovach Kumavoshul, you're even Isser Deraiso. Well, the way they call it Hakira, by Isser Vehetu, the side of Isser Vehetu is transferring Tam. Not changing the Gufa Dabla, the side of Isser Vehetu is taking Chazer, you have a piece of kosher meat. The Tam of the Chazer went to the kosher piece of meat, Tam Ke'ikid Deraiso, therefore you're even Isser, and therefore Kovach. You're either by Isser Vehetu. What about by Shabbos? It transfers Tam, but the side of Shabbos is transferring the Tam. Or the side of Shabbos, they have to change the Chefs of the Gufa Dover. When you mavash something, the Chefs itself changes, comes Roy Lachilo. Here the Mice, the Chefs doesn't change, it has Tam inside. So, come along the Prisha by also. Prisha, when it says, it's like Kovash, he writes Kovash, he chayed off Mavashal. Prisha writes Alf Mavashal. And they want to bring a riot to it. They want to bring right from our Rambam. The Rambam is saying that why is salting osir? It looks like a maisa kvisha. A kvisha is what? It's kumavoshal. So if kvisha is only drabanam, says the crazy, then what? You're making gzeir look gzeir, you're making one, you're doing what? Kin salt, otter kovash, otter mavashal. There's one unto another unto another. Therefore says the crazy placey, in your day sim kufay, he says, I bring your raya that kovash even on Shabbos is the raisim inside the Rambam. Inside this Rambam. The Yavitz Ba'atim Simin Chof also says a little bit different, but he says also the same side over to the Raiso, and therefore he says it's Nichol again of a Toldo of the Malacha of Bishol. The Toldo of Bishol, it says a Chiddush, even though by Kavosh, the side is you cannot do Maisa Kvisha, as usually Kvisha is 24 hours, L'chora, when you start doing Kvisha on Shabbos, it always ends after Shabbos. It says the Yavitz Kedas Cholo is on Shabbos. Once that Cholo is on Shabbos, therefore you're even Isser. If then that Yehuda and Shuvah or Chasulchan, they want time to based upon the Rambam. We see Kvisha on Shabbos even Isser Deraiso. What's Nafkamina? Nafkamina is very simple. Let's say someone made cucumber salad on Shabbos. I want someone's house. I saw it, it was very nice. I asked when they made this morning, a couple of hours earlier. So Shalos Lein, even or not? If it's a dinderaiso, lemaisa, you get a valid shalom knas. They have mokmat tzoruch, maybe it can be meikel, otherwise, avad if you makmat till after Shabbos. But dinderabonon, avad lein, even, no shalom, but shabuah paskins, trying to be a loch, and shabuah and simon shimon yudchet, it's on gimel. It says, by Javos, no knas. The Rabbi Yehuda Grada himself says, even though maybe he wants a tiny, he explains the side of the Isovia that's a din deraisa, he wants to say, because the Gedo of Bishul on Shabbos is loved after change the Guva Dover. The side of Bishul is to make something kosher, makshir to Achilo. So if your kvisha is makshir to a mice of Achilo, you pickle your cucumbers, you make it to royal Achilo, a different type of Achilo, you want to say, Nichol Gedo deraisa. I tell the Shani, the Pima Godim, by all, and Simon Shin Zichaz. Sorry? Also nichol in the bishul. It could be ones that have ones that told him. Been kavish inside water. So first game of shall if there's kvisha by water, and later one say there isn't, but with it should be the same thing.
No one says that.
No one says that. Are you changing the text? You're making it with achila. What are you doing over there? Are you doing nothing? Nothing is nothing. You're doing my
water?
It over here means pickling or marinating. That kvish over here is pickling or marinating. That's the case over here. Ma'aseh Tzara Sheni, the Pima Godim, he over here discusses it and said about it. His main time is that the side of Bishul on Shabbos has to be adapted with fire. And therefore, the Gemara's case is a case of Toldo Orv, or Toldo of Eish, or Toldo of Chamol. These different cases of Chamol, Ma'aseh is not from a fire in and of itself, therefore, not Nichol Gedov Deraiso. Therefore, the Pima Godim is only the Rabbonim. The Graz, and the Mishpura is very clear, Mishpura and the Chodim, Mishpura when he brings down the Salach, he said the Vad is only, it's a Chomakim Osri Rabbonim. The Maisi Kvishi is only the Rabbonim. The Mishpura, the Vad is the Chayil, it's only the Rabbonim. The Maisi still have a catch in the Rambam. The Rambam is making a Gzeil Gzeir, it sounds like. He's saying, you can't do Amlicha Otter Kavush, which is Otter Mavushal. So you have to say Kulu Chodim Gzeir, you have to say Smetim, it looks like leading into one thing, it's all Nichlan, the Gedo Kvisha. Salting is Nichlan Kvisha, and Kvisha is Otter Bishal, which is a Chiddish. That's could be why Labashep and all like that. The Maisi has a Chulab Shah, we'll have to say how Kmat Roy placing on the other way, not like the Shan and the Rambam. Either, first of all, they say the Ikram Malach is like Rash, not the Rambam. They want to, even in the Rambam, they want time, and the Maisa still will be, but only the Rabbanon. Now, even, so the Maisa comes out clearly pickling the Maisa's Osher on Shabbos. Pasha is a person who goes to the Rabbanon. Now, what's the Dindir Rabbanon? Why is the Dindir Rabbanon? So again, according to the Rambam, is the chorus that didn't betide Kavush Kumavoshul. However, Lefi Rashi, what does Rashi hold? Rashi holds salting about Indian of Mitzad Ma'abed. What about pickling? Is pickling, he also agrees Mitzad Ma'abed, or pickling, he's saying, no, there's also. He agrees to the Rambam Mitzad Mavushal, except he only argues because he can't make Zeh L'Gzeh, he has a different reason Mitzad Salting. So where the Chayodim and the Graz bring down Rashi, they say, even Rashi who says Kovash, you know why it's also the Rabbanim? That's Ma'abed. Also, the reason why it's Kovash is also is Mitzad Ma'abed. That means they're understanding the Yisrael of Rashi is not only is he just arguing Mitzad Zero. The one say Rashi understands the whole issue of kvish in and of itself, pickling and marinating, is a mitzvah ma'abed. They bring down, and the Rambam says, why is it pickling and marinating is also mitzvah bishul, but they bring down both reasons why pickling is also. And that means it comes out, once we hold it this way, the pickling is also a dinner upon, and therefore, the cucumber is yellow, the mice person makes it on Shabbos, or let's say they marinate coleslaw, the mice you mutter to eat, it's no knas. Our body shouldn't do it, but the mice is no knas. Now, once we say it's a dinner rabbanon, they come to the other way around, the chumr over here. He himself, by rabbanon, he's lali. That's only the raisa. It's a shogig. A case of shogig to rabbanon. Shogig to rabbanon, he's the mice, he's lali. Even the maize rabbanon is lali.
On Shabbos?
Yeah. Rabbanon, Mishu, was a mekel. There's no knas. Mimi mlochu rabbanon, I be a goa, shach, lachir, kulam, also, it's a shogig. In last video, I'm sorry, shogig. In last video, and my shagig. I'm sorry, but yeah, shagig. Yeah, you want to Mishpura pass the shagig. That's close. Fine, it could be a chumma that comes out of it. They discuss, what about you do bishul after kvisha on Shabbos? So there's a shalomesha of Yachol, once time it's not the right, so but the Bible can point out, once we say kvisha is the rabbanon, therefore to bishul on Shabbos, the same thing is ready to kvisha to, and now you want to cook on Shabbos, even if it's the right, so therefore you will be a knas of it, and therefore the knas will be also on Shabbos. How if I get kvisto after bishul, let's say something's ready to be vashlit, could do kvisha to it afterwards, the pasuk can say, because there's no iser. Just like bishul after bishul, no iser. And kvisha is only covered up to the vashul, therefore there's no iser kvisha after bishul. Therefore something's ready to be cooked, it's allowed to be iser kvisha. Now anything that's cooked, who pickles and marinates it, I don't know anything that we really do that to. Lechur, that'll be said, no problem. Sorry? There's being moistive to it, but not, and they're also not really. We'll get to that. We'll
so Maliach, you can only do it sleep to it.
Maliach, you can only do it sleep to it. No, we'll get to, no. Maisa one's Maisa. No. And a kvishach of kvishah l'maisa, and that's me that I discussed. You can do one kvishach after another kvishach. Let's say you buy sour pickles in the store. You take them out, you cut them up, eat them. Maisa, you have leftover. You put it back in the jar and put it back inside the jar or not. You're doing it a Maisa kvishah. Already was Maisa kovish was done to it already. So the Pesachim Be'ikur say it really depends what type of sour pickles are they homemade, and there can be more kovish to it. My father makes homemade. We sometimes test them out on Shabbos. The Maisa sometimes, most times they're ready because my father knows exactly what he's doing. Sometimes we want to force them to open them on Shabbos. We taste them, they're not ready. Can you put them back on Shabbos? L'chur, you have a baya causing a Maisa kvishah on Shabbos, and therefore l'chur, you cannot put them back inside the jar. You could get involved with, say, cucumber salad or coleslaw. If you're putting it back to more marinated, or you'll have this problem inside doing a more maisa kvisha after all the kvisha.
However,
the
not doing it to pickle.
Problem is, what happens when it is doing a more maisa of a pickling?
When you put it back in, it's
going to
dry.
It's a psik. No, so usually most times you buy in the store, they're fully done. Even the chetzi, halfway done, as far as people explain to me, it's you can get more done. Can get more done than the mother's mortar. They discuss the side putting herring back into the sauce, the side put the cucumbers back inside the thing. If mice is done already, pashas is mortar. They do bring down Shlomo Zalman, he sounds like he wants to answer it. But I saw a Sefer came out last year, Torah's Chaim, the Issa of Israel. Israel said, no, his father just meant that when it's not fully done, he wants to answer. When it's fully done, before his father didn't want to answer. Just maybe to, or why is there a cash over here? The case of Pulim HaDoshim that you're really asking, the case of Pulim HaDoshim is what? It's fully cooked. Come along, the Mechabit says, when something is fully cooked already, and these Pulim HaDoshim, these beans and the lentils, you cannot salt on Shabbos. And let's say these Pulim HaDoshim were fully cooked. Can you put them on a fire on Shabbos? Can you do a Maisa Bishul to them on Shabbos? There's no way. So the Yavish Acha Yavish, in Bishul Acha Bishul, it's Yavish. The only reason is Merzik Mavashul, otherwise you can put it on top of a Kli upside down, no problem doing it on Shabbos. So Bishul is Mutter. So a ma'aseh of salting otu kovish otu bishul make gzeir on something the bishul itself is mutter. Fetum chayim no, the bishul itself is mutter. How in the world are we asking the salting the pulim v'adoshim when the ma'aseh of bishul itself is mutter?
The
Rambam. Look, yeah, the Rosh Hashanah is going right. Well, how in the world can you answer it? So come along, we have to say a loy plug. Even though by bishul itself would be mutter, but once we answer the mlicha, anything the mlicha affects a thing, even though the bishul itself is mutter. It says, we say yesod of loy plug and salting, even though the bishul itself is mutter. So fine, even though we say the loy plug, that's the chodach in the case where the maisa mlicha is affecting it. But we won't say the loy plug like putting back the mlafon inside the sour pickles back inside the jar. I say loy plug, whether the maisa bishul or not. Beside the kvisha, we won't say loy plug. Beside the maisa bishul, we'll say the maisa didn't have loy plug. Fine, so that's been said in the kovash. So again, come out kovash, do a maisa pickling on Shabbos, it's the bottom, therefore it won't be a case of knas, but a mutter case of a shagig. And l'chor, putting back l'chor, muhammad sim, l'chor depends upon the matzias, if it's going to do a more maisa of a kvisha or not. A second thing based upon this, also, well, meliach, because you salt on Shabbos. When, in the case, they're coming to preserve, again, some salting vegetables will be the bottom, but let's say you're coming to salt to preserve it. Come to salt it. Why take dam outside out of the mlicho? Doing a real mliach kuaseich. Doing a real mliach kuaseich. Is that the rabban din derais? L'chur the same chakira. Just like do we say daim to isser v'heter that the mlicho by isser v'heter is going to be din derais? Or say no, daf isser v'heter is din of transferring tam. Or when they said mashing in Shabbos, you have to change the texture. No one's changing the texture. So what's mliach kuaseich negaya to the isser on Shabbos? He's coming to preserve it. Mamash to preserve the food. Is it din derais or not? So there's a machlokes shoyim over here in about zara daf ayin dalid. Machlokes the Ran and the Uraim want to say it's din deraiso. The Rashban and the Rabban want to say it's din derabon. They quote each other. They want to argue with each other. It's machlokes din derabon din deraiso. The mice, the poiskim all go like the Ran. That's only din derabon. They do a real mice mlich, and again there won't be a knas upon it. And the real kash, the main kash they ask is the Ran want to say it's din deraiso. The mice says again, the kashet told us or Tolls are the mice is mutter, and later make it tolls are going to do rabbanon. You can make case of mlicha, case of the deraisa. So, and therefore, they come out, say that case of mlicha, we say, say by the case of kovish kumavoshul, even make it dinner rabbanon, there won't be dinner deraisa. Now, back to our sugya, we're discussing a case, not that we're doing a real mice of mlicha, it's time salting food to eat, mlicha's salting your yuakas vegetables. So again, we have two main mahalakim. We have mahalak mitzad ma'abed, Rashi Shita, Roy Rishonim, and mahalak mitzad kovish kvoshim. It's a maisa of looks like a maisa of bishul, kovish kvoshim, which is, looks like a maisa of bishul. Now, how do the poskim go? How do they pass them, like Rashi or like the Rambam? So the Bach over here, when he quotes down that even though the mechaber went mahalak the Rambam, he says the Rambam is das yichidoy, das yochid, and das kol ha-go'inim, all the go'inim go like Rashi, and the ikka malach is Rashi. The Mogavon brings down the Bach, the ikka malach is Rashi. The Chayotim, the Kitzer, only bring down Rashi. The only bring down the malach of Rashi, the malach is ma'abed. That means the Issel here, the Rabbam, it's a ma'abed. Asad Hasheni, the Mechaber brings down only the Rambam. That's Kavosh Kavoshim. The over here, the Levosh, Pish also only brings down the Rambam. Well, it's the Machloikis is exactly what the Mahalach is. However, the later place came after the Mechaber, they say the Ikka, the Chur is ma'abed. That's the Chayotim, the Kitzer, only bring down, that's ma'abed. And the kash they ask of the Rambam is by salt water, what do we say? We say the issa by salt water, Machlokes Rashi versus the Rambam. And by salt water, the Mechaba went like Rashi, Mitzad Ma'abed. By salting, Machlokes Rashi versus the Rambam. And then the Mechaba came along and went like the Rambam and said, Mitzad Kevish Kavoshim. So Mitzad Rishonim, look at Rishonim, no one switched. They either went by both Mitzad Ma'abed, side to base of Gimel salting and salt water. Or they went side to base and Gimel, Kavish Kavoshim, the Kamais Mlach Atafshul, Mitzad Ovn Dechol, but no one switched. Come over Mechab and he switched. He went in Sefez by salt water, he went like Rashi, Alt Ma'abed, and Sef Gimel, he went like Kavish Kavoshim. Respectively, God of Mice, why in the world did he switch out of all people? Why did he not put the two together? So the Pimimimimim explains this in the Yisari, the Pshad is, that really Mechab holds it is even by Eichlim Medir Abonim. But he says the salt vegetables that you can eat right away, that looks like a Mice Ma'abed, you're salting it on the tables, on your plate, you're going to salt them and eat them. That's ma'abed. It looks like you're changing the texture over here, doing a nice ibud. So I'll be svari, do not like this idea that the is over here by salting vegetables means ma'abed. Therefore, Be'etzim holds like Rashi, this even by Eichlun Dirab Bonon. But salting doesn't apply this concept over here. Why? Because salting, ma'isa, we're eating it, it's lefanenu right now. Therefore, we do not want to ask him to ma'abed. He came along with the Rambam Mahalach of Kovish Kvosim. Now again, Malacha, you have a couple ways to go. Malacha, either have the Chayotim and Kitzer, the Ikka is Ma'abed. Maisha, you look in the Grashim, Shvos Yaakov says, the Ikka, you have to be Chosh of both. You have to be Chosh of Sifer Rashi and Sifer the Rambam. And the Ikka, the place in the Swarm seem to go with both. We go like Sifer Rashi, Sifer the Rambam. The only shal they have is the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah, when he brings it down, they have Kash of the Mishnah Berurah. He says, the Dovish ain't dark lichboy shari. Something's not dark lichboy shari. The Chor, that's only in the Rambam Shito. What happened to Rashi? The Chor, you always have to take care of two problems. That's be dark and lichbush will be mutter, and also that's be not near to ma'abed. Gimel and Mishnah Berurah only said one sorrow. And they have steers in Mishnah Berurah. I'm not going to answer. I gave up trying to answer already. So we'll leave it as a steer that the Swarm asked. Some one bit of kasher, blah, bishar, baker. All this is the kasher, kribit, tzara, Shabbos. So we'll leave it as a kasher what exactly the Mishnah Berurah did. He doesn't say that. Ain't dark lichbush, sorry. He said the klal.
Yeah, but
he does. That's not true. I'll give you a bunch of cases. We'll give you a bunch of cases that Kovish won't apply, but Ma'abed will apply. But once again, the Ikka Malach, the person who is that we chosen Simon Sam Ma'abed and Simon Sad in the Kovish Kmavoshul. And therefore, every time, every vegetable you go through, you have to answer, is it Kovish Kmavoshul? Is it there to be Kovish? You have to go to the store. Me and my father took a walk yesterday to Merkaz. We checked out what exactly they have in the store, the depth of the Kovish Kavoshim. And then, also you have to know what's the depth of Ma'abed, which we had on the porch yesterday, tried out different theses, know what's the depth, the thing itself changed. Now, the Ar Nafkamina between Rashi and the Rambam between the Nafkamina, the Maestro, the Bach himself has one Nafkamina, he discusses how many, if you do each Chaticha by itself, he says according to the Rambam be a Kula, according to Rashi be a Chumro. He says, let's say you do two together, he says according to the Rambam be a Chumro, according to Rashi be a Kula. They take meat to leave it over. The Talmud says, "Nachminu tinu Rashi and Tosfos." You want to take wine and the mashkin and to turn the wine into chaimitz. Also, the Talmud says, "Nachminu tinu Rashi and Tosfos." Fine, there are numerous nachminas. There's at least 8 or 10 different nachminas between Rashi and Tosfos. Of course, we chayshu for both. We machlo for both. Now the loch of the gdarm shaboy of salting vegetables, when we read the Tazavi as Marich and the Chumash Adesh and the Machaber, the Bach, among the Paiskim, the two main Mahalchim Lalocha, then there's a minig of Klal Yisrael. There's one Mahalch that the way how the Chumash Adesh goes, the Taz Be'ikil is where Yagani says Machos Yishoinim, the Taz dropped in the Chumash Adesh, that really, you have to make sure you don't do two things. You make sure you're not salt in a pile, and you also have to make sure that not sitting around, not leaving them around, because either way it looks like some Abed or Kavosh. Therefore, you have to make sure you don't do both things. Therefore, if you salt one, b'shas achilo he's mekel. One, you dip 10 pieces. And then you leave it, and you're eating a b'shas achilo, that's when he's mekel. That's how, again, the Taz goes that way. Taz Hasheni, the way how the Bach went, the Mogavim brings down the Bach, the Shibur brings it down. He says that 3 is also, 2 is mutter m'ikra din, the mitzvah to be machmer, and 1 l'mais is mutter b'shas achilo, let's him leave it. That's the second malach among the Paiskim. After they said this Malcolm among the Paiskim, side the Taz, side the Bach, Mogavom, and Shibur, Graz, they all end off, what's the meaning of Klal Yisrael? The meaning of Klal Yisrael, based upon the Maril, is very simple. You dip and eat, nothing more. You take one piece, you dip it, you eat it. Take another piece, dip and eat. We don't do two, we don't do 1-1-1, went to the Mechaber. Kam those won't say maybe you do, but Ik among the Paiskim is, side the Mogavom, side the Taz, and off this way, side the Graz, Kitz Chayotom, and Shibur, they all want the meaning of Klal Yisrael. If you want to be Mekel, you have one option. Dip and eat. Otherwise, you can't do anything. I'll tell you from Shemin, but otherwise, out Shemin, you have to dip one piece and eat one at a time. Now, what is the getter of one piece? Take a small little cut up cucumber and dip it and eat. So, the Paiskim come from Chaim Noah that anything in the spoon is also nichla as one. It's one mouthful. One mouthful, it doesn't leave love that for one piece. Anything that is one mouthful is also one spoonful, that's nichla in one piece. So, yes, everything. The way how the Shabbos brings it down, and the Shabbos Bais brings it down, everything. That's side the Sfora, and that's side the side of that's the Sfora, and that's the Pasha. So, the Sog is saying nothing to do with that. The Sog Shabbat is what is coming to define what is one piece. One piece is one spoon. Wait, I don't know where you're coming from. It's a salad. Who is it? A toast salad. How do you eat it? With a spoon. Fork. Same question last time. Again, if you want to know who says it, Nishma Shabbos, Shabbos Bayis, and you know they say. He says, his example, he's not discussing everything. That's his example. The Svar is it applies to everything. Now, it's just. So again, what is the getter? The getter is Allah is you dip and eat, and that's it. The spoon is the getter of the Torah. One spoonful is the getter of one. Now there is one safer one, a tiny spicing of vegetables. It's just in the giving of a tam. It's not nichol ism. It's a malicha shaboy. The kitzel of Shabbos one, the tiny salting vegetables. That's mitzat tam. Now that's certainly not the steamest and pasha paiskim. Salting the is also 2, 3, 4. The Chodeshani writes it clearly, and Simcha Bonham quotes him twice, saying the Shabbos, someone saying the Shabbos kitchen, and brings it down the Or in the bottom, says, I don't want to quote this Mahalach Lalocha, Gabbat, not true from the steam of Zapoiskim. That salting over here means, even if you just want the Tam, Maises, Neakim Abbe, the Kovsh Kamavoshal, if it won't be Heter, don't say over this Heter, and say the Tam is giving over Tam, it's also. So again, so get over here, salting is one at a time. Now, what is Nichol and Issim? We have two things, Kovsh Kamavoshal and Ma'abed. What's Nichol and Gedim Abbed? What's the state of Issim and Ma'abed? So understand that the Gemara's machlokes by Beitza. Chizkiel wants to pass in that the Beitza the Maiseh is mutter, and Yehuda wants to say it's aser. What's the side of the machlokes? Why is it aser? So the Prima Gadol Lishitasa goes very interesting mahalach. He wants to tie the machlokes Chizkiel and the Yehuda is machlokes. Is it ma'abed the niver kodesh kavoshim? Machlokes Rashi and the Rambam. He wants to tie the best machlokes on the Maroim the Sugyo, and therefore he wants to tie the Mechab L'shitosoi Paskins like Chizkiyo holds Mutter, because Chizkiyo holds Yisrael over here, that's Kodesh Kavoshim. Therefore Chizkiyo wants Kodesh Kavoshim, therefore the Mechab switched. He went Bais to Beis Mitzah Ma'abed, Sif Gimel, he went Mitzah Kodesh Kavoshim, because that's because no one's Kavish eggs, but Maisa, Krishna doesn't apply to eggs, however in Ma'abed doesn't apply to eggs, therefore he said that's good for the Machloikis. Find the Chiddush. The Prima Gadol. He writes it twice, Sivkon Aleph and Sivkon Hey in the Mishpat itself. Fine, however, the way how the Behet and the Shai Tshuva, they both bring down a Shvus Yaakov. Shvus Yaakov comes along, says, what's he said to Machloikis? Those who want to be stomach upon him. Says the yisoid of machlokes by egg is that what is the yisoid of ma'abed is coming to do? Is ma'abed coming to change the texture, soften it, harden it? Or the yisoid of ma'abed is coming to take away the charifis, the meriris, the bitterness, the sharpness from the vegetable. By an onion, if you test it and try it, you put on salt, it does better than both. It makes it softer. And also takes away the sharpness of bitterness, or draws out the sharpness of bitterness. You either taste it more, taste it less, but it changes the sharpness of bitterness. In most cases, it's noin and betzal. Those cases are changing, affecting the sharpness and bitterness. Is yisoid ma'abed is betzal the tam shiboy, the sharpness and the bitterness, or the yisoid ma'abed is you have to, is betzal also affecting the texture? Which one is it? So you want to say that's goof with machlokes, chizkia and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda wants a taina lemaisa changes also the texture. Therefore, it's also it changes the texture. Masha Inkin, chizkia is saying no. The yisoid ma'abed is only to change charifas and meiris, and there's no charifas and meiris in the egg. Therefore, when you cook the egg, you salt it. It doesn't change it. It gives tam to it, but doesn't change it. Therefore, one says it's mutter. And he says, therefore, that's machlokes. Therefore, he says, well, if so, we pass my chizkia the beit is mutter. Therefore, the yisoid ma'abed has to be dafka when it changes the sharpness and the bitterness of the vegetable. Not the texture. Not the texture. That's the yisoid he wants to tighten up. And he says, Rashi says, making it harder. Rashi says the word kashin harder. He says, no, Rashi says that because that's the same shan of Yehuda. Yehuda, when he asks it, he says the word kashin ma'abed changes the texture by a beitzah. Why? Because of Yehuda shita. But we pass on the chizkiyah, we don't care about the texture, we only care about the sharpness. He goes on saying this tshuva. Therefore, he says, if, let's say you've appealed melafafon, a cucumber appealed. He says, it's a cut peeled cucumber. He says, mitzad the bitterness. He says, when you salt it, that's only when you have the klipa upon it. It changes the charifas. You should learn what that means. However, once it's peeled already, he says, don't change the charifas, only change the texture. Change the texture, says, therefore it's mutter to salt a peeled cucumber. So the same thing by a salat, by salad. A salat, pashas means chatzah. So the same thing, he says, als kovish, no one does it. Als the case of being ma'abed, doesn't change the case of chrifis, or the bitterness to it. Since it doesn't change the bitterness to it, they everyone say, by salat, you can salt it on Shabbos. And I, the Magavam, asks salat, he says, no, it's only when you sit for a while and the water comes out, you're sitting with it for a while. Otherwise, damless salt, you want to say, there's no answer. That's his yisoid, that's his svara. Now, we see clearly this mahalak that he says yisoid ma'abed is only to change the bitterness is not the way among the poskim. When the Mishmur, when he quotes what is the iser by ma'abed, he quotes Rashi of Koshim, something that's hard, change the texture. Rashi says, Mishmur says it clearly. Now the Shmus Yaakov says, no, changing the texture is only mitzad of Yehuda, we don't pass that way. Look in the Grash, Shulchan Aruch Rav, he says, what is the geda ma'abed? He says, it's either to change the texture, right? Make a size softer or harder, either one is enough to make it a ma'abed, or to change the chrifis and the mirrors. Change the bitterness. Either one's enough. That's Pasha. The Taz also brings on Rashi Mitzah, making it harder that way. Kishon Aruch is very clear that way. And the Shavos Yaakov says, coming to argue upon the mirrors. Upon the mirrors, right, to get it without caution, making it harder. So we see that the Be'ikah, Paiskin, Mishvua, and the Graz, and the Kitzur, went to get it not like the Shavos Yaakov. The Geder is Sai, changing the texture, softening it or hardening it, or change the sharpness. Either one is Nichol, the Geder Ma'abed. Now, with this Avona, just go through different cases, what halacha applies to the Inyanim. Again, so every time you have to take care of two things, Tzai Mitzad Ma'abed, and Tzai Mitzad Kavosh Kmuroshul. That means Mitzad the Geder of Kavosh. You have to go know the Metzias, go to the store, go find out. It seems certain books did not either know the Metzias or the Vegat Metzias. There's certain things you do Kvisha Bezmanenum. V'oid, you have to always know Ma'abed. Ma'abed L'chor means two things, either the sharpness or the texture. And again, either the certain Sfarim did not know the Metzias or thought they knew or they forgot the Metzias. Not exactly sure. Now, certain cases like Kuli Amal Ma'is is Mutter. Anything that's cooked is Mutter, it's had salting. Less L'aniach. The case of Shulchan Aruch, it's a case of meat that's cooked, a lot of salt. Fish, the place from say, a lot of salt. Eggs, a lot of salt. The cooked vegetables, a lot of salt. Potatoes, a lot of salt. All these things, a lot of salt. Only cooked potatoes.
Beans,
if they're cooked. No, pulma doshim, the mice have to get pulma doshim. But anything that's cooked, the mice, any vegetables that are cooked, regular vegetables that are cooked, the mice, the place can say a lot of salt. However, the yechol you have to get to is ulcer. I mean, you can't salt for either after Shabbos or the next meal, that'll be ulcer. In case of the kuli omelets also, we pass in onions, the mice, you cannot salt. Scallions, the place to say you cannot salt on Shabbos. Kruv, cabbage, the mice, as kavish kmavoshul, the body can't salt on Shabbos. cucumber, the Pesach Pesach, can't Shabbos, can't salt on Shabbos, and shum, garlic. Now, just the Havana behind shum, the Pesach can explain who in the world salts shum, does a Maaseh Kavisha to it. So they say, because when you take, let's say, sour pickles, what is one of the ingredients inside the sour pickles? You have the brine inside and the shum inside floating around. Therefore, the Pesach can say, since shum, you do pickle, you might not pickle it to eat it, but you pickle it, the Maaseh, in the pickling process, therefore the Pesach can say shum is also. Now, go through numerous cases that are either not clear. Go through different cases. First, avocado. Can you salt it on Shabbos, avocado, without putting on oil? So, the Chodesh Ani L'maisa, he says, it's not deft to be Kodesh, therefore it's mutter. On the Isra, Reuben, he told me, therefore it's mutter. Now, deft to be Kodesh is true, it's not deft to be Kodesh. L'maisa, what happened to Mitzan Ma'abed? We tried it yesterday, you salted, water came out. Sounded like the texture, looked like the texture suddenly did change a little bit. Maybe not a lot, but did change the texture. L'chur Mitzan Ma'abed, it should be also. Was it beneficial to it? We don't care if it's beneficial. When you salt your cucumbers, we don't care if it's beneficial. Got it salt. It's awesome.
You're doing it because you want it there,
it's nothing to do with wanting. We don't see anything but wanting the salofa. It's near Kamais Mabe, it changes the texture, therefore it's also. It's nothing but salt. You thought it was messy. Yeah.
What's the
gather
of changing?
Oh, so Maisa, it could be why the Macholik's by the egg. Maisa, what's he showing the Macholik's to the egg? Maisa, we tried it yesterday. Mama changed the Mamash and Mashu. Can we ask him for the Macholik? It's how much you look at it. So if it doesn't change, come on anything, like because it's start clearing, Maisa, the Chorah did change a little bit. You can argue, I can hear, but Maisa, the Chorah was Makel, not Mitzad, he's only Makel, is not there to be Kovash. What happened to Mami? It doesn't say anything. What happened to Mami? No, that, I mean, even, what? It changes the texture. Water came out. Everyone saw yesterday it was salted. Water came out of it. Water came out, became softer. Came softer. You pick it up, became softer.
Something's not beneficial to it.
Therefore?
It's only shy to do for a taste. Not
and that's safer, no one says, right? Exactly.
That's
covered. Cucumber salad is covered. That's my babe. Nothing to do. You say the Ma'abek on Rashi, we don't see any side of Derek.
If it's never
Shaya,
even thing.
Why is it not Shaya? But you want to pass it, you want to change the texture, you would salt it. No one wants to change the texture because you're eating it. Sorry?
Yeah,
right. Because here the Issa is near, because there the Issa is doing Maaseh Bari, here the Issa is near Ma'abed. Look at this, it's changing the texture. The definition of Ma'abed is changing the texture. Go look at it, it is. It's near Ma'abed. No, near, because there's nothing clear in the Issa is Bari, it's a sheen in the Kli. Here the Issa is near Ma'abed. There is near Ma'abed, that's why it's near Ma'abed. Here is near Ma'abed. Change the texture, that's the definition. The definition is near Ma'abed. There, why is the Bari is Ma'abed? Why? Because it's near Ma'abed. Exactly. Here's near Kamabed. If you're not salting it, yeah. The Issa is with salt. I like, I mean, a question. A cucumber, you let them go back forth and salt on it? Fine, so who wants the avocado? Who wants an avocado? Fine. Another case. No, again, if that's the Mitzvah. The Swarm didn't say that the only one who was making them print was the Chodashani, and he said it's not near Kikovish. He didn't say Ma'abe. What happened? He dropped the Swarm over here. The only person is Rav Reuben. Fine, it was Aladair, Yishlot. Now he has a bunch of things. Some things it wasn't clear. I don't know. The Matthias is, try it. Salt comes out, the water comes out, change the texture. It changed the texture, not a lot, a little. Certain things changed a lot, it changed a little. No, maybe that's not enough. Another case, what about Arbis? Can you salt Arbis on Shabbos? The Maaseh, it says in the Mechaber, what? It's cooked. So Pulu Madrashim is cooked also. Still the Mechaber asked it. Yeah, it's still also. So the Chiluk, so the way how Lamtas Melacha is leased in the old prince who wants to make a legamri, because it says it's cooked fully, when it's fully cooked. So the Maaseh really depends. Certain Arbises are harder, certain ones are softer. If they're harder, the Chor just salt them on Shabbos, you got a problem. The Chor won't be too good. Maaseh very cooked, very well, fine. You can tell me it's mutter. When they sometimes you pick them up, they mamish fall upon your hands, they're very soft, and mamish nothing there. But fact of the good ones are usually, I think, not the way, are more hard, have more of a consistency or the stark. But the chord is The sole to Arbat and Shabbos should be nichol nekeder case of pulma doshim. Now they do bring another case. It's a very, very sole to one time, it'll be mutter, yeah. Now a case where the pleasure do aser is zecha bandalah. Now what zecha bandalah are in English? I'm not sure. I thought they were Arbat. I'm not sure what zecha bandalah are. But the Nishmash, what? Zecha bandalah? Zecha bandalah? What? Are they Arbis? No. No, so the Nishmash Shabbos and the Chaylik Levi, these Chassisha people are discussing about Zecha Bandalach. Now they might say Asur. They say they're beans, so they're also cooked. They Asur, unless they say it's very, very soft. They do Asur it. So I think Zecha Bandalach. Bundalach. So what are they? They ask you, so what does it mean Zecha Bandalach and Arbis thought they should be the same halacha, should be a baya? And the Arbis also has no skin. No. So again, so if the salt, before you have to know the material, the salt affects the Arbit Chush via Baya, if it's fully cooked, it will affect it. It can't even be mortar. Another case, what about carrots? Can you salt carrots without putting on shem on top of it? So, Ribiyat and Shabbos home, right, the mice, it's also very clear. The Rav Karp writes his mutter. I don't know exactly why. Lachura is certainly matzias. You go to the store, you do kav, you do krisha to it. You get all the store. They have mice krisha because they pickle carrots. So I don't know where Rav Karp wants me to make. Lachura is pashas like simchol bonim and ribiyat. Lachura vada should be also nichol and kavish mavoshul. Another case. What about the lettuce in and of itself? Now the words the mishabruah and he brings down the word salatin. So my mishabruah says what's the matargum alechasa. Now, if salatim is alei chasa, so we have clear mishnah brua and the poskim bringing down l'chur, that chas l'chur yo'ivin iser, that you cannot salt on Shabbos without putting on shem on top of it. Now, if you want, look in the Kishon Aruch of himself, he writes chasa, he writes the word chasa, that's the pasha, what it means regular lettuce. This l'chur is salt regular, should be also, and I heard one who want to be mekel. Now, the swar why want to be mekel, very simple, kovish kumavosho, no one does kvisha to lettuce. Don't do kvisha to it. We're not salting to it, so we tried yesterday. And the regular pieces did not really, nothing happened to it after 3 hours, zero happened, nothing. Now, then afterwards, Menachem did it to the stalk, and then water came out of it and changed a little bit. Now, it could be the package I had yesterday was wilted already, not so much water to it. It could be maybe you get a fresher bag, might be a problem, it's not salting it on Shabbos. So, or it could be, we have no chas is. I was told that iceberg and romaine are different. Romaine has much less water, iceberg has a lot more water to it. Or one has more chrifis and murius to it, one doesn't. Therefore, for example, does lettuce have chrifis and murius to it? And Hashem says, yes, the vada does, even the isim, it's sad, ma'abed. And the Shvus Yaakov says, no chrifis and murius to it. And they're both talking about the same thing, chasa. Could be talking about different types of chasa. One does and one doesn't. So everyone agrees not to have to be chrifish it, but the two gdala place in discussing chasa, taking away the bitterness to it, one says, yeah, one says, no. Now, a murr, oh, so murr and kapras and kenzai, some are. They want time that some people say dafka iceberg, some say even romaine. Could be as part of machloekis and take away the bitterness to it or not. I'm not sure what happened. Well, problem is it doesn't change. I tried it yesterday, it didn't change. Nothing happened. He holds all less than mutter. Shmuel Yaakov says all less than mutter because he says doesn't take away the bitterness and he says that's kovish, so we don't do. But we might see receive the punishment not seem to go this way. We do, yeah, do both. We punch for both. Yeah, anything, yeah. So, yeah, do both. Charisis on the mar. Doing a massive fish salting. Nice. Come down again. Among the place game. What? Well, that's the. No, I don't think so. But so nice again. Lettuce in and of itself, bigger the place from a machmer. Again, I hear this well. Why a person white model would be makel, especially our romaine liqueur has. I don't know if it has any bitterness. It takes away with the salt. Why the texture itself doesn't change. Unless one say the stalks. Why I got a bag? I had a bad bag yesterday. Not sure. Try that yourself. But bigger the place from the swell machmer. They cannot salt lettuce on Shabbos. Now, what about chulin? Can you salt your chulin on Shabbos? The Maaseh Machabe says Pulim Vadoshim. Maaseh can't salt. Before salting your children on Shabbos is Nichol and your Pulim Vadoshim are beans. So we read in the letter to Shmir Shabbos. He wrote back Maaseh's Mutik. It's in your plate. And therefore, it's not Nichol Negedav Harbei. Don't know what those words mean. I don't know why that's a heter. Rav Nevatan wrote back, says it's mutter. And the Svar al-Shabbat, the different Svar is, one is the Nishma Shabbat says it's fully cooked. Because you sat there for 12 hours to 15 hours, how long you cooked your children, your salting is not going to do any changing of the texture anymore than more than what the cooking you already did, sat there for so long. Therefore, one time, the Vada is mutter. Another posture Svar is that l'chor, when you have children, they all have oil inside. And oil l'chor helps. And the Pesach is discussing when they say by Mei Melech, can you pour Mei Melech on top of your chicken? It says, let's say that you have chicken there, the Rishonim say, well, first pour the Melech and then put the water on top. And we'll say it's Mutter because the chicken itself has oil to it. Here also, the Maaseh Chulent already has oil to it. And therefore, l'chor, another reason why it's Mutter, there already is oil on the Chulent. Therefore, it should not be a problem. And it's clear among the Pesachim that salty Chulent, because the only problem they're discussing is salting on Shabbos your Chulent, it's ambitious. It's tavakal to cook. Otherwise, they're not asking mitzad melech navadi la cook your salt your children. They do. They don't have oil. No.
It dries up otherwise.
First of all, we'll get to that. Maybe I cook. Yeah, probably should be. Now, again, to cucumbers, the mice of the Pesachim are clearly the Aseret. Mishra Berurah brings down the example of cucumbers. Now, what about, they discuss in cucumbers, what about cooked cucumbers or peeled cucumbers? Now, l'chora cut, even though the Shlomo Zalman, the Bortan Shulchan Shlomo, he wanted to be makel by cut cucumbers. The mice of Bismanenu, certainly Yefno, he wrote this 30, 40 years ago, Yefno Nehisol, maybe the Matthias was, they did not have cut cucumbers as being pickled. You go to the store now, you have cucumbers that are whole, and you have them cut. So Vada Bismanenu is nichel in them, it's hakovish. Therefore, sai cut and sai whole cucumbers of Adabiz Manenu should be also.
Sometimes they pickle them whole when they cut them.
They don't. They cut them first and then they pickle them. That's the Shkashamati. The aura itself in the Shulchan Shlomo brings down the Matthias Chobiz Manenu changed. The Magia. But oid, just like cucumbers, that's yeah. A second point is, what about when it's peeled cucumbers? So again, the Shavuos Yaakov says a peeled cooked cucumber, he's making a shitasoi because we don't care about change of texture. We only care about chrifus meruvus. He said that's only in a peel, not in something that's peeled. Now, what those words mean, again, Matthias is not sure. This, what bothers me, is Rabbi Yehuda says you let a salt peeled cucumbers that are cut. He says, why Shavuos Yaakov? I'm not sure exactly why Shavuos Yaakov. Mishavua, Graz, Taz argue. Then I see also of carping. Now, Rabbi Yashav is also Megal. I'm not sure why. The Chor, the should be Maisat also. And therefore, the Maisat of Manenu, the Skirel, the Prime Kinevsky, the Zindru, the Maisat, they are Machmer, the Skirchuvus, they're Machmer, say, even the peeled cut cucumber is Maisat also. And the Chor, you have two reasons why to ask them. One, first of all, Mitzam Ma'abed, the Goat Mahalach, the Mishnah Brewer, that even something that changed the texture should be also. And the second reason is, we have cucumber salad as Manenu. And there are people who do peel cucumbers before they put in the cucumber salad. It is that way. Some people don't, some people do. Now, once you peel them beforehand, so maisa, that's also, we see, we do a maisa kvisha, things that are even peeled. Another case that's called tomatoes. So, regular green tomatoes, avada, you go to the store, they do a maisa kvisha to it. However, they have a shot, what about cut tomatoes, or what about red tomatoes? Now, red tomatoes, I went to the store yesterday, I did not see them there, even though Shemati, someone said they do have it, I'm not sure what the mitzvah is, the Yefavah mitzvah, I didn't see any red tomatoes that are maisa, they do pickle. Therefore, the Ashram wants to bring down, they want tiny, that red tomatoes want tiny lot of salt. Mitzad, they want tiny lot of salt. Atzad Hashem, those one argue said you cannot salt it. Now, l'chor, the svar why you cannot salt it, shu mitzad ma'abed, the shu mitzad kovish, the maisa doesn't apply, but mitzad ma'abed, the maisa changed the texture. We tried it yesterday, tons of water came out, it comes more flimsier. L'chor, it changed the texture. L'chor, shu also mitzad ma'abed. Therefore, those who are mekel, sakbir, what happened in the mitzad svar, mitzad ma'abed, the shaboy, the maisa does change the texture. Void is discussed about cooked tomatoes. So cooked tomatoes, again, those want to be makel on red ones, want to make them on cut, because they don't cut tomatoes and then pickle them. What do you do when you pickle, let's say, green tomatoes, you pickle them first, then you cut them afterwards. That's what they say, if that's so, they want to also makel once the tomatoes are cut. Again, the baya is the metzias. The metzias is that you, mitzah ma'abe, mitzah kovish is very good. Mitzah ma'abe, of course, change of texture, of course, should be a baya, should be a problem. In the case of a pepper, the Orchid Shabbos wants you make it on the case of a pepper. You can light nicely a lot of salt peppers. Now, the of carp brings down the safer that Avada, he doesn't stand anyone who's making on peppers. He quotes a certain safer and wants to say it. And so, both reasons should be also. Mitzad, Kovish, Kumavoshul, you go to any store, you have peppers, red, green, yellow, all colors the mice do, mice fish do. Mitzad Ma'abed, that Yish Lodin, because the mice we tried yesterday, and it changes not much, a little bit the texture, not much. I can use a lot of the time, but Kovish Avada is also, and Avada should be also. So it comes out maishe, we have numish vegetables, maishe be also. Now, what's in that? Therefore, what do you have to put shemen on top of it? Now, to understand this, let's take one more case. Let's say you have a mixture of things that have, every toss salad that you have has a mixture inside. Therefore, when you make a mixture, what do you do? How do you look at it? Come on, Baruch Shabbos, he says, when you look at the mixture, when you have roid, it wants to be mekel. What do you mean to this? Let's say you have eggs and onions together. Eggs and mutter, and you have onions inside. So you let it salt it. Says the brought down the Sefer Mishnah Berurah LaMaisa from Rav Lazner. We look at the roiv, it's the meat, it's the onions, and therefore he wants to be mekel. So first they come along with the Rav Reuben and his Rebbe Rav Lazner. They want time to look at the roiv. So that any they look at the roiv first is not that simple. The Amakad Sheshvi brings down the Chaim Filevsky and the Sinkrel, and they ask him, said a violent call after roiv. It's so close, so you're affecting the texture of the onions, or you take away the chrifis. We do not look. You do not LaMaisa look at roiv. That's aleph. Boy, the Aruch Hashem will say you look at the roiv of a salad. Just if you think about it, let's take an average salad. Average salad, tall salad, has, let's say, lettuce, peppers, tomatoes, cucumbers, and onions. Five things. Let's take these five. What's the lacha? Lettuce, poskim machmer. Peppers, the poskim machmer. Tomatoes, machlokes hashoka, let's say. I'm not sure why, even. Should be also. Cucumbers, poskim machmer. Onions, poskim machmer. So I don't know what exactly salad we're discussing over here to say this roiv. What case do you even have that's roiv to be makel in? I don't know where the Matzias is. Al might come with a Rubin Lashitov said they was making on peppers and agvaniyot. Fine, still don't have roiv. You have lettuce and cucumbers and salad. Fine, so mice in a salad come out in a chayach, leif the chorot, in a salad, you can have to put an oil mitzad in the melicha. Now the onions with inside eggs, fine. Those don't want to be makhla, those want to be makhla. Makhla is a poiskim. If you look at the roiv at the eggs of the mortar, you look at the meat of the onions. The next halacha, or next Indian, is that once we have the Isser mitzad, the kovash kumavoshal, come along the taz, and the place coming down, therefore a person, he cannot take wine and pour it inside vinegar, and therefore make the wine turn into vinegar, because just like by the maisa kovash kumavoshal, you cannot affect the texture of the vegetables, huadin, you cannot affect the texture of a liquid, and therefore, says the taz, you cannot take wine into vinegar, says the taz, that's according to the Rambam Shito. But according to Rashi, Mitzam Abe, there's no shaykhus. Therefore, the Tepozkim come along and bring down the inner of the Taz. Abe Choshe, for the Rambam Shito, which all Choshe is for. And therefore, you cannot put wine inside the vinegar. Why? It's Nichol and it's Dome of Kovish Kavoshim. Kovish Kavoshim, and also Mishavu is Moshe from the Yad Aaron, also Nochon and Mitzad Ubdin Nichol. Now, come on, the Tepozkim say, that's wine inside vinegar. What about water inside vinegar? You put water and you want more vinegar. The Tepozkim say, that the whole reason why Dafka also said Bishlam Zalman and others is because the wine betzim will turn to vinegar in a year from now. You're quickening the process, the wine itself changes into vinegar. The Guva Dover changes. Mashenk, when you put water inside vinegar, what are you doing? You're diluting the vinegar into a less of a substance, but the water doesn't change. It's making it, you want a lot of vinegar, but not as sharp. So since you're only diluting it and not changing the guf of the water, therefore the place you say, a lot of put water inside vinegar. Not a problem. Now, what about they discuss making a cocktail drink on Shabbos? Can you, vodka and orange juice, make it very simple. I think everyone knows what that is, right? Can you put vodka inside the orange juice? Not nichol the bayam inside the taz. Because the taz saying you cannot put wine and chaymis together. You're putting vodka inside orange juice. So they're coming from two different sugars. They're saying inside helmi, and saying inside salt water, and saying inside salting. Now the difference is, first you have a kash in the Taz. The Taz is saying, the wine together, the chaymitz, what's the iser, out salting. Why does it say it's also inside salt water? So the chur beer dover, just as different between salt water and salting, is that someone asked in the chabura, how can you salt your chicken soup? Might you bring salt inside? You're salting your chicken soup, it's a helmi. And it has a lot of salt. Elmai has oil inside, because the chicken's, let's say a case is not oil inside, or you don't have the head of oil. What? Vegetable soup, yeah. Happy salt on Shabbos. Fine. So the Meisel Chud, the Chilchin Sebezes of Gimel, is that Sebez Yisodis, you're making a brine that's something that affects something else. Helmi is a brine that affects something else. Sef Gimel is what the Guva Dove that you put the salt on the vegetable. This thing you're affecting, not you're making one thing that affects something else. When making helmi, you're making a brine, a concoction to pour on something else, to dip for something else, to put on something else. And if you don't plan to, Mishmur says, still says you're machmer. That means if you want to drink salt water, still Mishmur says that you're machmer. Can you best make some brine? Fine, but he said, why? If Shabbos wants you make all, Mishmur says, still want machmer. Can you best made the brine? That's what you made. You made this thing that affects something else. when you salt your chicken soup, l'maisa, you're not you're salting the guva dover. L'chua, it's not in the gate in mitzad hilmi. May melech, you have the klolim. I'm sorry, negatim licha. Therefore, l'chua, that's why the Taz says yayin v'chaim is together. That's what affecting one to another. That l'chua negatim licha, not negatim the sugya of Maymelech. That's the l'chua's pshat in the Taz. Now, if so, let's take, they discussed the idea of making these drinks.
And vinegar is made to other things after.
In which case?
If you're adding water to vinegar.
Yeah, but when you change the guf adover, it's negatim licho. If you want to make it...
Because you're making it because you want to put it into the salad.
Yeah, but that'll be a second. Instead of covering the then you have to buy more to be mortar. May melech more to be mortar. So if you make a small amount to be mortar, it's licho be also.
So the vegetable soup, you
change
the vegetable to itself.
The vegetable soup
is
cooked already.
Oh, it's cooked
already. Yeah, it's cooked. Your vegetable soup usually is cooked, the vegetables. Fine, it comes out that you want to make a drink on Shabbos, so it's like oranges and whiskey. So the ma'aseh, often said, tell me, l'chura, it's affecting the girl, not negate, tell me. That's the pashas. Agam the mitzvah Shabbos, he brings it down, he said, sorachi, and l'chura, not negate, tell me. It's not like the gedim, it's sad. Melicha, it's affecting one to another. So, just like they once say water and chaymis is mutter, you're not changing the water, you're just diluting the chaymis. Mashenking the yang, you're changing it. That's the same thing over here. When you put orange juice inside your whiskey, you're coming just, I think, to dilute it, not coming to change your orange. The orange juice, I don't think it affects it. It's supposed to affect it?
It's the taste.
Is it coming to change the orange juice? Because the orange juice you wait a year will have a good kick to it. So, you also the vodka is coming to affect the orange. L'chor just coming in taste. If it's just the taste, l'chor should be mutter. If it's not coming to taste, you get it's mamash to does. You come to mamash to change the orange juice. You have to ask the bikim, I don't know. And
you
bikim.
No
heter. There's no heter over here. Oh, one cup. First is you drink slowly. That's not. No, it's one plate. That's the lakadakas. No heter for lakadakas. So, if it changes the orange juice before you have a good child, but as far as I know, it just gives over the taste, l'chor shouldn't be a problem. Fine, now that's the mitzvah of Isra Shvoi. Come with the place from the bring down that true is also. However, what's a simple way of being matu to put shemen on top of it? The marmokav in the shemen is really the mishnah, but us by may melech by salt water. Come along, Rabbi Yosi says you can put shemen on top of his mutter. Here also, come along the place, it says put shemen be mutter. Now, the way how the Taz among Rabbim, they bring it down, they say either put shemen before, and it says even miyad achakach also be mutter. The Paiskim, Mishabura, Chayodim, Graz, they bring down the Miyad Achel Kachas Motor. Now, when you learn the Sugya by salt water, it's clear among the Paiskim, the Mishnah says very clearly, you have to do it beforehand. Afterwards, once you make it, even this year, it would not help to do it afterwards, you have to do it beforehand. Therefore, one of the real effect of Achelim is the Taz and the Magravam, be Mekel Miyad Achel Kach. And Be'ikr, the Paiskim say, L'chur, you should be Mahadr and do it beforehand, you should do it beforehand. And the way the Chodshani says it, the Limud Schus, the Taz among Magravam, saying, in why the Ulam was going to be Mekel. Elimus chus. Fine, doesn't sound the way. Look at the Pim Gadim. Has different Torah. But Ma'aseh Vadel Hatchila. Person should put Shem before he puts the salt on this tossed salad. Afterwards, Miyan Achikach. He should be listening. Hatchila should do it beforehand.
That's the
Shem.
Without
me asking, let's say you want even Rupa without asking.
Salt water. This is
mixed
salt.
Fine, this is salty food.
It's salt on the salt. If you do it separately,
it's mixed
salt.
We don't care. We it's, and 5 minutes. No, it does.
It's
salted? It doesn't. Cucumber is salted. Right away, water comes out. Try it. Try the essay. Right away, water comes out. Starts affecting you right away. Fine. The Maisa, so again, Shemen Maisa helps. And you should bet some do it beforehand. Do it Miyad Achakach Maisa, if you make it, you should do it beforehand. Now, how much Shemen is considered enough Shemen to be Mekel? So the Chodeshon is trying to give the gather, and his words are that Lo Yeh Kokach Hashpo B'Yuakas. So now, Kokach Hashpo. Well, the Avakash Shvi says, Lo Yashpa Kolkach. I'm not sure what the difference is. Kolkach Hashpa, Hashpa Kolkach. Maisa, the Gedder should not have so much of Hashpa. Now, they try to give a Gedder, the words didn't really help me too much. But the core of the Gedder is the amount that a person puts on, when you make a regular toast salad during the week, people put on oil. That amount, and it goes and spreads to the whole thing, that people know, it gets to everything, could not be enough to it. That means, again, let's say a whole toast salad, you only put like a capful. Well, that'll be enough. Wise person putting a cap full could get to the whole thing. Anything that gets the whole thing will be enough. That will take away the ashpa from the melech. Now that's mitzvah shemen helps. What about other things that take away the koyach of the melech? So the chayim not being done, even water, a lot of water also takes away the koyach of the melech, and therefore a lot of water would also help. What about putting chaymitz, vinegar, on top of salt? Now the problem is chaymitz is a pickling agent, and salt is also. come along the Mishnah Berurah by the case. He says they can put chaimitz afterwards with koshkein shemen. He says chaimitz on top of salt. Now salt is also, and chaimitz is also. What's the swara for it? The Maisa, the way the kids from Aruch, when he brings it down, or Chodashana brings it down, the Maisa, the chaimitz takes away the koyach of the melech. Now, they counteract each other. Some want to disagree and argue the point, the Matzias, the Yeshlon, the Yeshlayim, but the Kitzah says it, the Chodashani says it. The others want Taina, it's not doing me to Maisa Ibn, we put other things on top of it. I'm not sure what the Yisod, the Pshan, the Mishnah Berurah, I'll leave as a Kasha. Say that? Now, that's been said, what diffuses it, right?
Which will be put first?
No, the Mishnah Berurah's. Yeah, so sounds like Mishmur, I don't know. Mishmur's case. Ask him. What? No, it says Chaimis does work. No, that's not it. No. Now, fine, let's be talking again. What is more to again? Shemitz only helps. Chaimis does help, not exactly sure why, and water, a lot of water helps. Now, what spices are we discussing? Salt is also. What about sugar? The pasuk discusses sugar. Now, sugar is a natural preservative. That's why when you get any fruit, vegetables, fruits in cans, maisa, there's a lot of sugar inside. It's a natural preservative. Are you allowed to use, put sugar, for example, on these strawberries on Shabbos? People in the summer put cream and sugar on top of it, or some sugar on top of it. Are you allowed to do that on Shabbos? Not. It's nichla isim tam malicha shabai. So come along, those poskim Chan Kinyevsky and of Karp and others want to say, it's the same geder malicha, just like malicha. Maisa the geder is that it has a preservative, it's a ma'abed or kolish, ma'abed beker. Here also, it's a preservative, it should be also. Tell us, any of those want taino, shomazam maisa shmir Shabbos, kolchoso, first he wants an aser, then in the malum he brings down that they told him that salt works different than sugar. Maisa, salt changes the gufa dover. Salt just protects it as is, does not change the guvadover. Sugar changes it, just protects what is, does not change the guvadover. Matthias-wise, they both are preservatives, they work two different ways. Therefore, he's not sure if you can compare one to another. It sounds like he left it as a tzorachian, compare salt to sugar.
Sugar also causes fermentation.
Yeah, but
it changes the guvadover.
When you preserve it,
causes fermentation.
It will occur with liquid, with, let's say some is preservative. Not sure. Does? Why is the Chodeshani and the Lutzian? They want to be making. Let's say sugar is not a problem. So I thought you the shokel. If you can salt your strawberries on Shabbos, one of others put sugar on your strawberries on Shabbos. Now those Maisa do one of others mutter. Dip and eat, dipping of others mutter. Eat my salt is mutter. Otherwise, more than Machlokes the Poiskim. The other case is discussed. What about putting on pepper or black pepper on Shabbos? Is it dafka salt? The place can say that pepper mice's mortar is not a thing to do a mice, not ma'abe, it's not kovish, never going to be makel. And the Rebbe Yad says even garlic powder is mortar, not a problem. The only problem is dafka salt, and some say sugar. Now this heter that we have two heterim over here. On the main heter we have either eating one by one or by putting on shemen. Come along with Mechab and says, even though that these things are mutter, but maisa to things that are already fully cooked, that's not affected, it's not a maisa kolmish, and not a maisa ma'abed, have a laniach is also. Laniach is also. And why is laniach also? Among the paiskim, Mishabua has really brings down three different reasons. The Taz says it's also laniach, mitzad in the tircho. Mishabua brings down also the mitzad lavosh, at kovish, and he also brings down mitzad ma'abed. It sounds like three separate surim going on why laniach is also. And again, involved this not mean Mishabua, actually, Rambam, but not. Taz says, yeah, Mishabua seems to say no. But maisa laniach, things are also. Now, what is the geder of laniach? What is the geder? So, we had a machlekes by meimel, by salt water. Is laniach means to the next sutta, or it means till after Shabbos? Rav Svarim seem to go, the Achronim went that means until the next sutta. Elva, the Mishnah Berurah, went from the Eli Rabbo and said the geder is dafka till after Shabbos. Over here, also, it's the same machlekes, they send you back and forth to each other. Over here, the Meis, the Magavram, the Chayodim, the Graz, Kitzer, they all went that the geder is dafka to this suda's mutter, next suda's ma'isa is also. Next suda's also. Over here, the Mishabu is not mekel agamri. Agamri, earlier by salt water, he was mekel. Over here, he's noit lahakel. He tells you also from the Eli Rabba, he's noit to be mekel and say dafka after Shabbos. Therefore, comes out the case they say that's also the ma'isa. For example, meat or eggs, you want to salt the next meal. You want to salt vegetables, cook vegetables for the next meal. You want to salt your potatoes for the next meal, not for this meal. Numas poiskim amachbim, they're saying it's nichel, this chumra of the mechaber l'nichel, that's also. The last point in my says, let's say you do salt your things on Shabbos, And you forgot to put on shemen, or the Baal Bosa didn't know, L'maisa what's halacha mitzah knas sheboy. So since this whole ta'in is midin rabbanon, so vada we're mechanach nicely. However, mitzah achila sheboy, a vada we're allowed to eat is no knas on a case of a shegig of a rabbanon, and therefore you're allowed to eat on Shabbos. The next sugya is the next parak, is kosher, which was simon shin yad zayin, so after the next parak, and learn the simon shin yad zayin sefalaf. Slof.